Now, Parkinson's disease, it's a disease that's really horrific and it does affect a lot of people. In Australia alone, there's approximately 80,000 people living with Parkinson's disease, and with one in five of these people, they're diagnosed before the age of 50. Dance for Parkinson's Australia is an organisation that offers dance classes for people with Parkinson's disease across Australia. The classes help. The classes take place to help improve motor skills like walking, fine hand movements, and Australian program coordinator Erica Rose Jeffrey has worked with the dance and Parkinson's community to share the joys of dance classes for people with Parkinson's and has achieved a whole heap of success in her efforts. Erica Rose joins us on the line now. Erica, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hello, thanks so much for the opportunity.
So what is it about dance that you think does help those who are suffering from Parkinson's disease?
Well, I'm a lifelong dancer myself and a bit of a dance activist, and I believe we can all benefit a bit more from moving our bodies, dancing with music, being in connection with others in the community, having a chance to explore our creativity and our artistry. So when we look at dance itself, there's a number of different things happening. One, it's a physical activity, so it's exercise, which is found to be very beneficial for people living with Parkinson's disease. But it's so much more than that, because it's about being expressive. It's about that opportunity to start to explore creative ideas around movement. And we have a lot of fun in our classes.
And so there's not just one style of dance either. There's no one dance that you can pin down. Is there a certain type of dance that you find people react best to?
Well, that's a great question. Our program is based on the Mark Morris Dance for PD program, which developed initially in the United States in about 2001. And they've been working with teachers around the world to share these kinds of opportunities. And what we find is that it's not necessarily one specific style, but it's what is that dance teacher, dance artist passionate about, skilled in, experienced in understanding and teaching, but what also connects with the community. So we use a number of different dance styles. So it might be drawing from ballet or tap, musical theater, contemporary dance. But in India, say they use classical Indian dance. So it's looking at what the community is interested in and finding both the music and the movements that engage people but also challenge them.
And so would that extend, I guess, to the type of music that you guys dance to as well?
Yes, definitely. So the original model of the class is to use live music, which we try to do whenever possible. But there's lots of great recorded music that we use in our classes. And what is really fun is when you go into a class and you see people not only moving, but starting to engage in singing. And perhaps it might be a song that they remember from another part of their life, or it might be new music that we're exploring together.
And so for the people who are coming along to the classes, do you find that it helps regain any lost motor skills?
Well, I think it's important to look at this class as a community dance experience. So we don't view this as a therapeutic activity. I mean, many people may have a therapeutic effect from the classes, but we primarily approach it as a dance class. Now, that being said, when we start to look at some of the research that's been done, there have been improvements shown around balance and also things around walking, such as gait, and elements of cognitive dual tasking. So that's things like walking and talking on your phone at the same time, which can become more challenging for people living with Parkinson's disease.
And so just before I do let you go, Erica, how can people get involved if it's something that they or someone they know might be interested in?
We have multiple classes happening in Sydney and in New South Wales. For other parts of Australia, if you want to check out our website, Dance for Parkinson's Australia, we also offer teacher trainings if there's dance artists or volunteers who are interested in getting involved. And the classes are open to partners, carers, family members, and friends.
It's an absolutely brilliant program. Erica, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess.
That was Erica Rose from Dance for Parkinson's Australia having a chat with us this morning about some of the benefits that dance has for those who are affected by Parkinson's disease.